CEO, Don Mattick. In releasing his first quarterly report, this third quarter earnings report, Mattick stated that the company is still facing losses, though they were smaller than expected, $0.02 a share rather than the forecasted $0.04 a share. Zynga, which is well known for its Facebook and mobile games, has struggled in recent months as the industry has become more competitive. As COO, one of Downey's main goals is to help Zynga make a return to profitability in the mobile gaming market. So let's discuss. Why in the world are we talking about Zynga? Why is anybody talking about Zynga? Well, because it is still a billion-dollar company, and it's still a very formidable presence within the gaming industry. Now, to some, Zynga will forever remain the scourge of Facebook with its vast array of games. You know, that started out with poker, and then there was Mafia Wars, and then, much to everyone's joy or dismay, its series of Ville games was released. The most famous of which is Farmville, obviously, but you know, there's also Frontierville, Chefville, Cityville, Castleville, and many others. From the Villes, Zynga introduced other games into its roster. There's its Hidden Objects game, Hidden Chronicles. It has a slots game called Slingo, and a strategy game called Empires and Allies. And as prominent as Zynga's relationship is with Facebook, you know, you can play its games without Facebook, you know, on your phone or tablet. And it's made some big name acquisitions in the past few years, and it seemed poised to become, you know, one of the biggest names in games. And you know what they say about the bigger they are, the harder they fall? Well, it seems that the fall might be around the corner for Zynga. Their lackluster third quarter earnings are one thing. It reported a 36% decline in revenue. But what's even more shocking is that from 2012 to 2013, Zynga lost nearly half of its user base, a whopping 49%. This year, Zynga began unexpectedly shutting down some of its games. Now it's brought on a new CEO and now a new COO. So I don't know, you know, what happened? The obvious answer, you think, is that everyone stopped playing their games because, one, there are better games out there. Maybe mobile, Facebook, whatever you want to call it. Or two, you know, everyone's sick to death of Farmville and the much, you know, reviled Ville games. Speaking only for myself, you know, I played a few of them, but it's probably been close to a year since I checked out any of those games. What got me into them were friends sending me request after request, and I eventually just caved. The original Farmville was my first foray into Zynga territory, and I'll admit that, you know, as long as I had my large group of neighbors, it was fun. It was fun to make, you know, my little farm grow, and it was fun trading things with my Facebook friends and, you know, interacting with them in ways that I wouldn't have expected. And over the months, you know, more requests came into play, but the time that I had to spend on the site gradually diminished. And, you know, once I stopped responding to the requests, they stopped. And with that, you know, came the general phasing out of Zynga games from my, you know, gaming life, whatever you want to call it. And it was pretty natural. There was no massively uncomfortable breakup. And I imagine that this is, you know, simply what's happened with a lot of Zynga's user base. The novelty is worn off. People aren't playing as much, or there just isn't much time to play online. However, you know, millions of people still do play their games. And it's not like Zynga has disappeared into nothingness. I'm sure we haven't heard the last from them. But what do you think? Do Zynga's recent losses signify the beginning of the end? Or is this just one hurdle that it can easily overcome? Let us know in the comments. This has been your News Bite from United We Game. Be sure to check us out online at wegameunited.com, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/wegameunited, and follow us on Twitter at United We Game. We'd rather be gaming, so we are.